The Art of 3D Scanning. Paul Solman looks at how technology is being used to examine and replicate classic works of art and some ethical questions about what it means to preserve authenticity and democratize access in an age when the line between originals and copies grows ever thinner. It's part of our Arts and Culture series, Canvas.
Ever want to do this to a beloved painting before a museum guard said, "Don't touch"? Well, I did, from the time I was a kid. And now I actually can feel the paint. This is an art tech story prompted by entrepreneur Jerry Kaplan.
It's like a jackrabbit, but it's a robot.
Kaplan has guru'd me and you through the emerging high tech world for a decade.
Mary, what do you feel about your own death?
I guess technically I cannot die since I am a digital being.
But what's the art angle?
My mother died last year at the ripe old age of 99. And one of her most prized possessions was a painting of me and my little sister from what was an unknown artist at the time by the name of Wayne Thiebaud. And the picture was titled Children of the 60s.
But now it's worth millions.
What do we do with it? There are two of us, me and my sister. And while we would both like to have a copy, the truth is that it's just too valuable.
So unlike King Solomon split the baby in two, he came up with a high-tech solution.
This is an exact, precise reproduction at a micro level.
Of the Kaplan's Thiebaud, and of this lady, a half a millennium young. The technology was first used to analyze her condition.
You know, nobody expected these paintings to last for 500 years. Particularly with the Mona Lisa, there are stress factors and twisting of wood and things that are, you know, certainly occurring over time.
The surface, for example, has been cracking for centuries. And eventually, says Patrick Robinson of Arius Technology, to preserve it will mean to store it safely away. Same for other time-honored paintings and frescoes, Van Gogh's, Monet's, and other works of the faraway past.
You can imagine, you know, cities that are affected by water levels and things like that and destruction. We intend to be at the center point of those restorations or those historical archiving, if you will.
And be rescuing art from disaster, says Arius advisor Marco Soriano.
Pulling the fire that took place in California where billions of dollars of artwork were burned and not insured properly were lost. The National Museum of Brazil also was destroyed. Multiple masterpieces that had been there destroyed. So we would like to preserve that part of culture of our civilization that can easily be erased if it's not protected properly.
So how exactly to preserve works forever? You can now create a high-tech laser scanner. Apply it to the art.
We scan them to 10 microns, which is the same width of a tenth of the human hair, or similar to an actual size of a blood vessel.
Arius engineering head Roland Della Cuesta.
You can see the fine cracks, you can see paint strokes to the level of a three-sable hairbrush. And then on top of that, you get the color.
And besides solving problems like the Kaplan estate or saving the Mona Lisa,
making it easier for restorations, for insurance, for valuations. You know, you look at the girl with the pearl, when that was restored, you know, they used a print on the wall of the museum.
Did people know that it was not the original? Could they tell?
Paul, I say universally, anything we do, no one can tell without knowing.
The scanner was used to make multiples of contemporary artist Stolle Amsterdam's portrait of Salvador Dali.
Just like Andy Warhol did editions of, you know, tomato soup cans with a red background, with a blue background, with a white background, whatever it might be. Let me hear you say, this is what
it is. On YouTube, advisor Marco Soriano, an electric motorcycle maker, doesn't strike you as an old master buff, but he joined the Arius team to expand the business.
If you're the buyer of that piece of art, of artifact, it needs to have some kind of a record so that you can understand what it is. So our technology would, in a certain way, authenticate if that's real or not.
He's also nuts over Piero della Francesca's 15th century resurrection.
When I saw it for the first time, almost made me cry. It has such a strong and meaningful value to all Christianity, to all Catholics in the world.
Arius is scanning the already damaged fresco.
That really is a cultural, historical object, which spreading it around the world, having other people who can't travel to central Italy, in the case of Piero della Francesca, that sounds good to me.
Art historian Adrian Randolph does see potential downsides.
What happens when you have many, many objects which are reproduced? The value of the original might decline. So I assume there could be some sort of financial disruption to the market.
And aside from the economics is the issue of how we experience art.
Even just in terms of a cultural artifact, does it change its status? Which is fascinating. And a little destabilizing, I think, for those of us who have always emphasized students and experts going to see the things on site.
Amy Herman, an art historian and educator, cites a German philosopher for inspiration.
As Walter Benjamin said so long ago, he said, there never is a perfect copy of a work of art. No such perfect copy ever exists because it's missing its presence and its time and its place.
Herman, too, argues that the way we view original art is a singular experience.
I think that this process of using this 3D scanner opens our eyes, literally and figuratively, to things that we couldn't see before, augments our appreciation, but it doesn't necessarily change that immediacy, that experience of sitting in Sansepolcro or sitting in Frick's galleries and having that one-on-one with the work of art.
But here in my house, this laser-scanned Burial at Sea by British painter J.M.W. Turner is a pretty singular experience, too, and a tangible one. For the PBS NewsHour, Paul Solman.